Hi, good morning, Glenridge family. It's Liz Butterworth here. I'd just like to share something with you that's been on my mind lately. I think the one day I just woke up with the phrase, I want to finish strong. And it's sort of just, been mulling over the back of my mind over the last week or two. And I've just been, I guess, just thinking to myself and talking to Tom, my husband, about it, what does it mean and how do I do it? And I think on my mind, I'm thinking that it means that I want to live with passion. I want to be on fire for God to the end of my life. And then the other day, I happened to pick up a book that I haven't read for years. It's a devotional book by Vicky Berg. And she just writes about finishing strong like Jesus did. He, by dying on the cross, it was the ultimate determination to finish what God had called him to do. And, of course, there is that part of it. But Vicky also writes about almost every day, like finishing well, finishing strong, the everyday tasks, the mundane things that we have to do or that God has called us to do. And it's quite helpful to just break it into daily or weekly or monthly tasks. It's not just at the end of one's life, but it's how we are living life now. And I remember a time where our family went through some challenging times, financial and other, just complications in an extended family. And I just felt so tired and so weary. And, we were just crying out to God for direction and for prophetic words. And, that feeling always hopeful when somebody comes to pray for you or they say, oh, I've got a word for you. And you think, oh, like it's going to be amazing. And the word that people kept giving me was from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. And it's for you, brothers and sister, never tire of doing what is good. It was honestly given to me so many times that I found it frustrating and wanting to, like, but I said to God, but I'm so tired of doing what's so right. I'm tired of doing good. Nevertheless, it is what God has called us to do. And as we know, His grace is sufficient for all our needs and all our tasks and everything that we need to do. I'll just leave that thought with you as I'm working through it myself. What does it mean to finish strong today, tomorrow, and much later on? And of course we're all wanting to receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him, which is from James 1:12. Have a blessed day.